This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. We just heard some communication there between NASA astronaut Christina Cook, currently on board the Orion spacecraft, and also seen there in the center of your screen. She just wrapped up some of her daily exercise using the flywheel device, and then she was also calling down to the CAPCOM, or capsule communicator, here in Mission Control to provide an update on some AGA, or anomaly gas analyzer, readings. And these readings are provided periodically throughout the day, and they are monitored and tracked by the EECOM, which stands for Emergency Environmental and Consumables Manager here in Mission Control, and they are responsible for the internal thermal control systems, air and water supply, and purification systems. And the equivalent to that position in the International Space Station Flight Control Room just down the hall is ETHOS. They were also talking about some wastewater dump, the Universal Waste Management System, or basically the space toilet on the Orion spacecraft. And the space toilet, or the Universal Waste Management System, typically dumps that wastewater every day overboard. It's vented overboard, much like what happened during the space shuttle era. Now the crew is going to start working on their pre-lunar flyby cabin configuration activity, so they're going to be deploying some cameras and other equipment that they plan to use during the flyby on flight day 6 to just ensure that they know where everything should be set up, where it should go, and where each crew member should be stationed for that observation period. And we're currently about 2 days, 4 hours, and 51 minutes into the Artemis II mission. The Orion spacecraft carrying the four crew members who you currently see on your screen are about 134,000 miles away from Earth, and they have about 137,000 miles between them and the moon. So pretty soon they will actually be closer to the moon than they are to Earth, and we do expect them to pass that milestone in about 31 minutes.